It was kind of like a Magic Mike event. And the audience is just filled with like 30-year-old to 70-year-old women. They're drinking anyways. And the women, they start storming the stage. And they start grabbing their
eyes
and getting beat from random women. They were teabagging people's faces.
This is a bro. Nice. Oh, grandma. Oh, like she's like, ah, and she's like, ah. Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Good for her. Honestly,
I
wish. I hope she sucked it. She took a. Night Boys are coming to Ottawa on Saturday, March 23rd at 10 p.m. at Yuck Yucks. Guys, I'm very excited for this. We're going to have a fantastic lineup of comedians just for you. What do we have? We have Janelle Miles, Caesar McCool, Joel Slavik, and our headliner,
Orange Amiro!
That's right, guys. Gabe and I are going to be hosting Good Night Boys Hit the Road, our own show on a Saturday at 10 p.m. March 23rd in Ottawa. Yuck Yucks, Ottawa. Be there! So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of the Goodnight Podcast.
Hey.
If you're new to this podcast, please hit subscribe.
Yeah, and like it.
And like it, and tell your mommy and daddy and grandpa and stepbrother. Ooh, and stepsister. Yeah.
If you love us, comment. Even if you hate us, comment.
Yeah, well, there's a couple.
There's one.
But it's
hater.
All love, right? Yeah. LGBTQ friendly.
Yeah,
we
love them. And there's the hater. He seems like a nice guy. I'm not sure what he hates about us.
I think he hates his life.
Yeah, but
let's not bring up hate and haters. Yeah. Let's focus on the cool people, like
Vlad.
Vlad from Mont-Tremblant, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shalom, my friend.
Good. Have fun skiing. Heard that's expensive up there to ski. There's also what's it called? A spa up in Mont-Tremblant. Sounds cool.
I went to once a Russian sauna.
Yeah.
If you know in a Russian sauna, they beat you with like leaves.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's like not. Even though we love the.
I have seen, it's like...
Yeah, like, I think olive trees or something. I'm not sure. But they just, like, it's good for you. Ah, breathe, my friend,
Is it, like, painful? Is it supposed to be painful? Is pain part of the therapy, or...?
I don't know if it's supposed to be painful or if there's any benefit of beating you with a stick.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, look, remember your childhood.
Yeah.
Ah. But it's apparently that's what they do. It's like leaves and...
Yeah.
I went to, did I ever tell this story?
I don't know.
I went to Turkey... And when I was in Turkey, I went to and they just wash you. It's insane.
Oh.
It's like, this bath is from the 7th century.
Wow.
It's been operating continuously. Uh-huh. It never stopped.
Okay.
So you go and there's like big, huge, rugged, like wrestler type man's hair. Like you, but like imagine.
Yeah huge
bigger,
and scary.
And they're like, I wash you. And then he takes like a loofah and just scrubs the first layer.
Washes you?
Yeah. Just sit and he's like. Just. Cleaned your whole body.
Do you have to go like this? Or are you on a table?
You're on like a marble slab. You're like a piece of meat and he's the butcher. He's like, just rubbing you. And he's like, pah! And then he throws water at you and then you sit. And you're like, it's so relaxing.
Ah.
You feel your body was fully exfoliated.
Is there like a stable of men you can pick from?
That's interesting. No.
Is it just one man?
They all kind of look the same. There's like it's all different people.
Yeah.
But they're, like in my mind, it's huge shoulders, big arms, because you know they're scrubbing mustache, bald, chest hair.
Okay.
And they're like they communicate in groans, like it's great, I love it. It's really nice.
That's good. No.
I really, really, it was nice. But I have to go there once every 10 years. More than once every 10 years, I think it's weird.
Yeah, no, I can't. Like, imagine, like, you're driving to a spa. Let's say the one in Mont-Tremblant. It's like an hour away.
Yeah.
So you're sitting down and you're driving, and then you get there and you're just sitting down some more. Like, your destination is just to sit down more. Like, no, you don't. Like,
apparently, it's supposed to be like the water, and
yeah.
You sit in this pool that is a certain temperature, then you go to another pool that is there.
But I need to go. Like, my brother, my mom got me a pass.
You
like,
can give it. You can give it to a fan who lives in Mont-Tremblant.
No, what? Right. He's like a 10-year-old boy.
You don't know.
He writes like a 10-year-old boy.
All right, we just lost a fan. Thank you, Gabe.
He's a little boy. He's cute.
Don't go. Stay with us.
Go skiing.
We're building our empire. We can't start, pooping on fans.
Fortnite. Hey, follow me on Fortnite. Love Fortnite. I used to play that.
I'm not exactly sure what is Fortnite, but I'm sure it's cool. I'm sure it's awesome.
I imagine so you playing Fortnite and being like, this is the
Possibly. Possibly.
Oh my god, that's so
You had a good week?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty good.
Did we talk about Valentine's Day?
No. It just
It was Wednesday.
Last
it was Wednesday. So yeah, Gabe and I, we did a Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
And a bunch of like 30, 35-year-old horny.
Yeah.
Women. I don't know why we got booked. It was fun.
It was fun. It was. I never experienced like all women lineup
audience members. Yeah,
all women lineup. Ooh, forget that.
It's called a TED Talk. Am I right, fellas? Hey,
No, it's cool. What I liked were the vibes. The comics had nice vibes because we were all like, Jesus Christ, this is weird. And then what's her name? Wendy's really nice. She was very like reassuring, being like, "Don't worry, they're just normal." Like any other. Okay, thank you.
You're gonna have to censor a lot, by the way. The first 10 minutes have to be clean.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm trying. I said poop. I never used the word poop really? In my life, and I've used it. Just I'm like, all right, let's. You know, the algo is like the third member of Goodnight. Yeah. He's like, nah, sorry, guy.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll go. Take it easy.
Dude, at the end of the show, I was like, the set was good.
Yeah.
After, I'm like, oh, you know, like, I have so much dating material. I don't want, like, oh, let's talk about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And they all were drunk and they're like, woo! And I'm like, the Israel-Palestine. And I'm like, why did I should have just stuck to dating. Anyways, so I had to leave. I had another show. So I leave. I'm like, thank you. Good night. I leave. I'm about to walk in my car. Then I hear like the lady is leaving. And I hear, did you hear what she said? I'm like, no. She's like, you made her horny. I'm like,
wow. Oh. You made her.
Like, that's what my comedy does.
Yeah, you made her horny.
It was, I wish I could see better.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't know what, if she was like really like a banging, cool, like a sexy 35-year-old, I'd be like, salam alaikum.
Yeah, let's come text me.
Come, yeah, let's be friends, baby.
It sounds like such like a 10, like a 12-year-old thing to say, you know?
You have a lot of thing about 10-year-olds lately. No, that's a 35-year-old thing to say.
No, it's not.
12-year-olds don't get horny, first of all.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. When I was in
high school. They don't know what horny is.
Oh, yeah. But
you hit puberty at 7. It's different. You had the mentality of a 30-year-old.
When we were like in elementary school, we'd be like, look, dude, I'm horny. And I would have I would put like a pencil case in my pants and we would run around school.
At 12?
Probably 9. Are you kidding
really?
Me? Yeah.
Wow.
I remember we were all counting.
Where kids came from?
Yeah, absolutely. We were counting down the days we were able to get, because we would be jerking off, right?
Yeah.
No, semen would come out of there. But we were like, we would do like daily updates, be like, any semen today?
Seriously?
Like, yeah, like no semen.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a newsletter?
Yeah, and so then the day it
the
finally,
Park X boys.
The day finally came out, we were like, woo!
Really?
I remember it. We were like,
I did not have that life.
We were like 15 and like our little brothers turned 13.
Yeah.
And he thought like the day he turned 13, he would be able to have semen come out of his penis.
Like a cum mitzvah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's great.
Happy birthday.
Dude. So it
we
were at his house. We were like drinking and stuff.
Yeah.
And
what? Drinking?
Yeah. We were
milk? Warm milk with
like
Oreos?
Like probably like
really?
Beer.
He had a different life.
And then his brother went in the bathroom to drink off.
Yeah.
And he came out and he said he didn't know cum came out. So I was like, all right. It happened.
Like, maybe,
when you're 14, it'll come. You know, we said.
Wow, man. I had a different. My boners have always bothered me.
Really?
My boners, I'm like, I'm trying to do my math homework.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I have to take care of this now?
Yeah.
It's like, my life was great until I hit puberty. Then my grades started going down.
Oh,
I couldn't
wow.
focus anymore. Because it's a boner. It's you don't pay attention to me all the time.
You can get rid of it pretty quick. You know?
Yeah, it's called giant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you do it 3-4 times.
Yeah.
You're like, whew. Let's go back to math. But your brain is like,
find different spots of the house to come in.
I'm like, my brain right now, I am so efficient because I have the brain of like a 9-year-old. I don't think about women as much. I'm focusing on my career.
Yeah.
It's like good. Like, I don't want my testosterone to go up that much. I want to be able. Don't you find that puberty is the worst thing to happen to men?
I mean,
that's not completely
is it?
True.
I don't know if it's the worst thing to happen to men, but like, did I burp in your face?
Well, it's a tiny, tiny room, but it's okay. I don't even like it when I bring up the fact that I smelled your burp.
Well, I burped there.
It's a 2x2.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah, but seriously, like, school was great. I could focus only on school, and then puberty. Here's the thing. I always had crushes, but for me, they weren't sexual.
Okay.
Like, oh, I love Nadine. Oh, I love her so much.
What age? Like 9 or something?
Till I came. Till like, because I used to get boners like you, but I'm like, what is? I'm trying to.
Well,
I want to go to school.
I would in like high school, like
in
even.
School.
Like all our friends were
really?
In school. Yeah.
Wow, we had a different life.
We would jerk
God,
off.
Dang.
We would find different places to jerk off.
Sexuality was annoying when I was young.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But the thing is, we weren't having any sex. Because all, this sounds like I'm being horrible, but like all the hot women went after the black dudes. Like they were banging everybody. Like,
are we 100% sure about this?
100%. Because they would be like, yo, I got my.
Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
YOLO.
Like Vanessa, Candace, Adriana, China, you know, Kramer the butler. And we're like, all right. And then there would be like a few like really small little pointy Italian kids.
Yeah.
You know, like the Italians were like very pointy looking. They had like big nose, big and like spiky hair, and they'd be good at soccer.
Yeah.
They would have like the boyfriends. The boyfriends, they were kind of gay, but they would have the girlfriends, right? But they were Italians. Very loyal. I had all my Italian friends that were hooking up in high school are now married to those same women.
Whoa, and they hate their lives.
I don't know. They're still playing soccer with their kids.
Yeah, and they have like three gumas on the side. Then it's like, hey, your wife is there to scream at him all the time. They're but, not loyal. It's known.
They're Italian.
Exactly. Yeah. It's loyal for an Italian.
Yeah, they're loyal on Facebook, it looks like.
That's all. That's usually.
And then, but I was buddies with everybody. So I was buddies. I would hang with brown guys. One day I would hang with the black dudes. And I would see with the black people. They would only let me in once a month to hang with them. They'd be like, right, you're just too annoying. Just hang. Just don't say anything, you know? And I would be like, what? Like you're like. And so I would see all like the super hot, like Italian Greek girls.
Yeah.
I would see them in school. They'd be like, mm-hmm. And then like I would never see them in like during lunch hour.
Yeah.
Like, where are these? And then they would be hanging out with the black dudes at the park getting Whoa. BJs.
Really?
And I'd be like, I can't.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were like,
wow. What are these black guys now?
I don't know. They're all so cool, though. I don't know.
Because I grew up with the notion that if you focus on sex, mm-hmm. you're never going to succeed. You're never going to amount to anything.
Yeah,
I lost my virginity at 21.
Whoa.
2021.
Yeah.
I was old.
Okay.
How old were you?
17.
Ah, that's 16 insane.
Or something.
Insane. Having sex at 17?
That was late. Everybody, that was very late.
Really?
Yeah, it's very extremely late.
Wow.
Yeah, I was had a girlfriend. I wasn't.
You can't be a playboy at 16.
Well, I was telling you, like you could. Like I remember, like one of the first girls
black
I ever
guys,
did.
Man, they're just smooth.
Mm-hmm.
They're just
but
smooth.
Also,
they're tall, big.
There was like this really sketchy high school around the street from where I used to live. Yeah. It was called like Lucien Paget. I don't know if you
Lucien Paget?
Lucien Paget, yeah. And it was like filled with like they would say like, oh, that's where like the girl if you want to get like hook up with a girl very young, just walk by that school and then a girl will grab you and snatch it.
We should go now.
I used to do that when I was a kid. Last week. No, but I used to do it when I was a kid and then nobody said I was like, this is so lie, you know.
I was doing a show at third floor and we're discussing like sex and we had like a and I'm like, oh, we're discussing how many people you he's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, really? He's like, oh yeah. Because like, he's been in orgies and stuff, so he's just
wow.
He's lived a, like a. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Then I was speaking with another guy. He's like, oh, I, you know, I've had this much, and you know, blah blah blah. And he's like, Emma, really? That's it? That's your number? I'm like, yeah, man. I have a master's degree.
Yeah.
You can't get a master's degree if you're hunting puss all the time.
I guess so.
You can't. You cannot focus on two things. That I'm not smart enough.
Yeah.
To like just open a notebook, like, oh, I understand.
Yeah,
let's
I guess
go
so.
Flirt with girls.
But there were. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. The difference is with you, you're not much of like the hookup culture isn't within you. It's not like you're out there to court somebody and spend time with
I
them
like court
exactly
them.
But, yeah. So a lot of these guys, let's say these master degree douche, let's say some guy in engineering,
yeah,
he's like, all right, the Saturday night baby, I done studying at 11 p.m. now let's go bang, and then they go off for an hour and probably
no,
bang.
No,
yeah, 100%.
It's not engineers. Let me tell you something.
Maybe not engineers. Maybe like business. Maybe not even business dudes. I find are even more pathetic.
They're smart. They buy prostitutes.
Yeah.
They just empty their load. They're like, all right.
Yeah.
We'll see you later. Bye.
Yeah.
First of all, there's no girls engineers. There's like three girls engineers.
Yeah.
And I think I dated all of them.
Yeah, maybe not engineers.
No,
maybe right.
Engineers, we're too autistic.
Yeah.
I heard this once. I think it was Jordan Peterson who was saying engineers are the only people who never use their social gain, like the fact that they make money. They never use this to get laid. Any other job, ooh, I'm a lawyer. And the girl's like, ooh, they fawn over you. And then they have sex despite, like, look at my social status.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, meh, I'm an engineer. Yeah. Look at my train models. I love it. Meh. Mm-hmm.
No,
you're like, why is she leaving me?
Yeah.
You know?
That's wild.
That they never used. In fact, engineer is a good job. You make great salary. You can, you know, build a house. You can literally be an like single house income
yeah.
and as an engineer and live a good life. Never use it for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
It's funny. My friends like, Amir, you date, like you tend to fans. I'm like, no, I wish I did. No, I date them and I fall in love with them, and then it doesn't work, and then my heart's broken. Then I gain 65 pounds. Then I have to start all over again.
All over.
Like, honestly, most girls I've had sex with in comedy, I'm still kind of in contact with them. Like, they're still somewhat of like a friendshipy kind of thing. Yeah, it's not good. I don't like. I wish I had like a list. Boom. Bye bye.
Well, one day, let's say.
I done a couple. I'm not gonna lie.
No, but let's say if you have like 500,000 followers, then the numbers are like way up, and then there's more people sliding in your DMs. Mm. Let's say like 10 a day or 100 a day or whatever the number is.
I have some now.
I know, but let's say then it could be like you can then.
Yeah, but it's
you,
not.
You can filter. Be like today, tonight. Where are you right now?
The input, whether it goes up and down, won't affect who I am.
Yeah.
I like the whole courting, I like the whole dating, building a chemistry, and then boom, para boop, boop. As I said, I've done those. I've done like, hey, you know, you're young, you experiment.
Yeah.
I've done those, and I just always felt a little.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for some reason, it's like I prefer to get my heart broken.
Yeah.
Like, let's try. Let's see if she's the one. Let's see if we can build a life together. If it doesn't work out, que sera, sera, you know? But. I can't just and then leave. Every time I've done it, I felt a little bad. No, I'm trying to get back in health, dude. I'm trying to get back in health. I went to the gym. Listen to this, dude.
First day back in the gym is hard. You're like burping up like burritos.
First of all, My thing expired, so I had to renew my subscription. Yeah. So I walk in, and there's a teenager. Remember teenagers?
Yeah, yeah.
They all grew up in my neighborhood, so now they're getting like those
ripped.
Crappy jobs at gyms because that's the only thing they can get. They're teenagers. So I walk in, and there's a kid. I'm like, hi, my subscription has expired. Can you renew it? And he looks at me, he's like, I don't, you have to do it yourself. And he points to a computer. And then he goes back to eating chicken wings. I'm like, you're eating chicken wings? It smells of like Tabasco sauce in the gym. I'm like, you have to do it yourself, man. I can't, you gotta do, So I'm like, fine. So I go to the computer. You know, they have computers. Yeah. I have to remember my password. Uh-huh. I don't remember my password at all. So I'm like, send me the password. And while I'm doing this, I'm like, I could just go work out.
Yeah.
I don't have to.
You don't have to.
So I just went and I worked out.
And he's like, and thanks.
I
left.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can do that every time.
Well, yeah.
Every time I'm like, hi, I'm here too. And he's like, meh. Because he has the memory of a goldfish. Yes, he won't remember me.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go now every time. I'm like, hey, hi.
You know, I feel like the futures, you don't pay for anything. Not even a subscription. They just scan your face and they inject you with an ad later. That's 100% what's going to happen. They're going to be like, get it in there. Buy a thing.
Yeah, and then you can't sleep because you're just watching ads.
Yeah, you're like, you have to make up all the ads you missed.
For AG powder, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Bingo.
God, I hope not. That would be horrible.
Play poker stars.
So I go jog. I haven't jogged in 25 years, all right? Mm. So I'm jogging. Like, this is nice. I feel good. I'm like tired. You know, I jog for like 30 minutes, three sets of 8 minutes. So I get off. I'm like, okay, let's... I'm like, let's go tan. I haven't seen the sun in so long. Wow. They have a tanning salon. Yeah. So I'm like, he's like, okay. So I go to put my stuff in the locker. I'm like, what's my code again?
Shit.
I forgot my code.
Oh, no.
A, because I haven't used the gym in so long. Yeah. B, because my shirt, like my body is like, beep, 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 beep. Like, oh my God, we're going to war. I'm not going to remember codes.
Yeah.
Just
no.
Try to keep the heart beating so we don't pass
the
out.
Code.
So I'm like, and I try for like 5 minutes. I'm trying to open the code. And like my head is on the log. And I'm like, and I forget. I'm like, God dang it. So I go to the guy eating chicken wings. I'm like, and then I turn and there's a girl. I'm like, I'm going to ask the girl. She seems more professional.
Yeah, normal.
16-year-old girls are way more mature than 16-year-old boys. So I'm like, hi. Forgot the code of my lock. She's like, yeah? I'm like, yeah. She's like, it's okay. So she's seen fat guys before. Forget the codes. So she goes, she brings
she's so masculine now.
She's like, she's the man. So she comes and she's, by the way, everyone is looking at me. It was rush. Everyone was like, why?
That's
why is this child?
with
big scissors.
He's in some weird shit.
She goes to my lock and she's like, now here's the thing. I'm like, as I said, I'm an old guy. Yeah. So I'm like, Domoza, would you like me? Can I do it? I'm a bit bigger than you. I go to cut him. I can't do it. So you know what I did? I did the fat move. I put the thing on my stomach. And I took the other one, like, and I went, yeah! And this is how I opened it.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm like, all right, yeah.
That's funny.
That's my.
Great. That's the funniest thing.
Back to the gym now.
That's great. I love that. That's a funny story.
It's so embarrassing. Because the girl was there, right? And she's like, oh. I'm like, can I try? She's like, okay. I was like, oh, I'm going to be stronger than her.
You're like,
absolutely nothing. I'm like, wait.
It's funny because, like, this is supposed to be like a workout move.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You're like, oh, no, I didn't work out.
It's nothing. Oh, my God. I swear.
That's great.
I'm out of breath. Just recounting the story, I'm out of breath.
That's amazing.
I'm telling my mom, I think getting old, you only feel old if you're out of shape.
I bet.
If you're in shape, if you take care of your health, you don't smoke, you eat healthy, you're like, oh, I feel.
Yeah,
feel
you just kind of look. You're like, oh, I look older, but I don't feel
older,
that
but
shape.
You don't feel like you're. Yeah.
I know.
I think if you're like smoking shisha, oh man, I don't know why. It's the same problem I had last time. But I think the fact that I'm like, okay, I went to the gym.
Yeah, slowly.
Bought a new lock.
Yeah.
I remember the code. I'm like, okay, we're in the right direction now. You know.
That's good. Okay.
It's just midnight snacking. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Still go to the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, go to the gym. I just eat. Like, my mom, like, cooks so much food. I feel like I see her once a week, and she gives me enough food for the whole week. And
that's
then Claire makes food, and I eat food.
That's how she wants
I'm
to feel alive.
I'm just so full all the time. I'm just so full.
You let your mom pay for your dinners every day?
Not every day, no. But let's say if I go to her house, she makes dinner, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna pay her.
You should help your mom out.
She's okay. I'm like, yeah? She invites me over. Then we invite her for dinner.
Okay.
And so then we cook a shit ton of food for her, and then my brother cooks a dinner, and then we're all eating a dinner.
We're just at the age where now we have to start taking care of our
parents. Just eating so much dinner. Oh, yeah, my parents. You know. Yeah.
Oh, your dad, he's good.
He sells
LSD in Nova Scotia.
I don't know. I don't know if I should invite him to my wedding or not.
No?
Okay, maybe not.
Wait. I can't just say no right off the bat.
I know, because I was leaning towards no.
Do you want him at your wedding?
When's
the last time you saw him?
Maybe like... I don't even know. Maybe like four years. Maybe.
Has he met Claire?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It is your wedding with Claire.
Yeah.
But it's Claire's wedding.
Yes.
Because you don't care.
No, I don't. That's the thing. And I don't want to say I don't care.
You'd be happy to go to the Art Loft and get drunk with all your friends.
Exactly.
And just walk back home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Claire is like the lady. She's a traditional woman. You know, she voted for Trump.
Yeah.
She likes, she's a conservative.
Uh-huh.
So she's probably like, I've been dreaming about my wedding since I was a little girl.
Yeah, she was.
You know, so she like, gay.
Yeah. So, but she's very into like family, and you have to like keep up with your family and shit like that. She told me to call my dad the other day, and I was like, no. I was like, she made up something. She said like, your brother calls your dad all the time, and I was like, really? And I asked him, when's the last time you called our dad? He's like, oh, like 5 years. I'm like, what are you lying to make me wanna? And then because he's getting heart surgery in March.
How do you know?
I called my grandma. I call my grandma like maybe once a month, the one in the Florida.
That's very nice.
And see, she even makes me call. I keep on forgetting. I need to be better at the family thing because they're all
old
and stuff.
Listen, a lot of white people, a family is a clan because it comes from their history. It's like the McAllister clan, and it was like you have to defend your family because you had the village. It was your family village against all invading forces.
Yeah.
We don't have. I don't have that. You don't have that.
I have my mom and my, that's it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't have a clan.
It's the same with her family. Like, she doesn't have that much extended family that they care about. It's all just the mom, the brother, the sister.
The holy son, yeah.
It's name and, yeah.
I think, do you want your dad at the wedding?
For the story, yeah.
Yeah. But again.
Yeah, it's not for the story.
Could he ruin the wedding?
No.
Okay,
he's too old. He doesn't even drink anymore. He doesn't smoke anymore. Okay. He's just trying to be healthy.
But will he be like as a dad or just a guest?
Just guest, you know. Mm. And he would stand.
Because he would have to sit with the family, you know, like the front. I don't know how the wedding
would it's funny because all my ideas of weddings are from movies, and that's how they look like in the movies. Yeah. I don't know if that people do that anymore.
I don't like weddings.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, I'd never go to another wedding ever.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, I know I have to go to yours.
Yeah,
and I don't want
to
go to yours.
I'm not a big wedding. But the thing, okay.
Well, I'll have to go.
But okay, so the thing, I had that mentality too, and I still sort of have the mentality. Like,
you
weddings
love weddings.
No, I don't love weddings. I've been to the weddings here. I have been always So boring. Yeah, it's always...
Every time you go to the UK, you go to like 25 weddings.
I
was fun. I love weddings. So I want to get married six times. I want to have Muslim wives. I've heard you.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. This is the point I'm trying to make, that the wedding that we're going to have is going to be just Barista. Fun.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, there's no sitting in a church for 4 hours. There's no, in the name of the Father. It's literally going to be like, everybody, thanks for coming. The food's here. Beer's there.
Half Greek,
there.
I'm half Italian.
Half Italian.
What's the, here's how I proposed.
How's it going, guys? And that's
C'est quoi la motard?
Amber, how's it going? You have some words.
Oh, I got fat. The line.
Exactly.
Thank you for that, guys. Buy our pins.
Buy our pins. It's literally going to be that. It's going to be just fun. No boring parts. Boring parts are the worst part. Not even emotional. It's not even going to be that emotional.
Of course it's going to be
emotional.
No, Claire's
the opposite.
She's going to do the walk.
Oh.
And this. And you're like, oh. And you got to be like, standing over there. And you're going to have your boys, I don't know what you call it, and her British friends.
Yeah,
and
you're going to bang them all. You're going to court them.
No. No. Usually, the last wedding I've been to was Guillaume's.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a job. Mm-hmm. I was like the best man, so I had to coordinate.
That's annoying.
You know, like what I do at our show,
yeah,
where I'm like, you do this,
the
you do that,
stuff, yeah.
The light, you do. I'm like, I was.
Yeah, you're the DJ.
They had a DJ, but I was like, I had a job, so I'm like, while this was happening, I was doing something else. I did a speech. That was my first speech.
Yeah.
And I killed.
That's great.
I was like emotional and funny.
Yeah.
The crowd work.
Wow.
Oh my God, I remember the crowd work.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
I think I made jokes about girls who live in the. In the 450.
Okay, like Laval?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
And then someone says, what about somewhere else? I said, no, these are 1450s. They're even bigger horse.
That's great.
And like, bah! I'm like, oh, I'm killing over
That's
here.
That's good.
Yeah. No, but I'm like, you have to wear a suit. Yeah. I'm going to have to wear a suit to your wedding.
It's no tie. I don't think people don't really wear ties anymore. It's going to be like a jacket with like a button down shirt.
Can you come like this?
No, I don't think so.
Your wife will not allow it?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody wears that right now.
This is brand new, by the way. I just bought it.
Yeah, it's nice.
And it's so tight on me. I hate everything. I don't like the fact that makes you laugh. That's my... You know what I say? You found your voice? It's just me complaining? Is that my voice?
Why is it so... Honestly...
Stay in the camera. You're running away.
I think you're out of the camera.
No, you're out of the camera.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, you should go check. Go check. Am I in the camera?
Yeah, we're both in the camera.
Okay, let's go check. But you're like, you have this much left.
Okay. Anyway, no, it's funny. It makes me laugh.
Are you going to make wear? Are you going to make all your best boys wear? What's the word again?
Groomsmen?
The groomsmen all wear the same thing?
No, because I'm not going to ship all my best boys.
They're all going to come.
It's going to be you, hopefully.
Peter, I'll come. I have to come.
And then maybe my brother is going to come.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
Peter?
If Peter's able to get on an airplane, he's welcome. Then...
It's true. Peter does live a dark life. We don't know if he can travel, if he has his passport.
Yeah.
If he's even legal in the Canada, in the country,
so
we have no idea.
If he wants to, he's 100%.
He's like
there.
Probably he has like an account in the Bermuda Triangle or whatever. Yeah. Like he's not even Canadian.
I don't think he's allowed to use
it. He's a citizen of Earth. I'm not Canadian. I don't pay taxes.
He's a
citizen of there. He's a rebel.
Yeah.
No, for sure he's going to come. I can guarantee you I'm going to come unless I die. Peter's going to come. Your brother's going to come. Are you going to invite any comics?
No.
Okay.
No, because they won't come. Like, I'm not gonna invite.
It is in the UK. Yeah. Are you gonna have a little Montreal thing or
like a
art loft?
Yeah, maybe not the art loft. But
Mythos?
Hell no, no way. No, they're gonna everyone go bankrupt.
Why?
It's so expensive.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like everyone would hate my guts.
Yeah, you should have a little Montreal thing.
Yeah, we're going to have Montreal.
And then here you can invite a couple
of comic
friends.
It'll be like a dinner and then like a somewhere fun party thingy.
I think just book the Art Loft, get Emmett to DJ.
Where's Keen? Is Keen around alive still? I used to love Keen as a DJ. I haven't seen him forever.
I thought Emmett now because I know he hosts.
Oh, yeah, he does it because he's always around the Art Loft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, get a DJ, booze, buy like 6, 7, 24 packs, open bar, everyone gets. About the booze party at the Art Loft.
Good times.
What you can do is that, hey guys, donation at the door and all the money goes for the wedding. Like, guys, I don't want
money.
That's
amazing.
Just donation at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Let me produce your.
That's a great idea.
Make a poster.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
produced by the Goodnight Podcast. Yeah.
It'll be like, you know how like in our posters, it's us next to each other? Yeah. It'll be me and Claire holding mics.
Yeah.
Or like the wedding cake.
You can get Jonathan Borello to do like a.
Yeah, the little
and
character.
It's like, it's you guys on a cake.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like you can tell the Montreal wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Pay what you can. All the money goes to, wow. You know.
Wedding.
The wedding.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Envelopes people would put in there. Seriously, I'm not joking.
That's a great idea. Yeah. We do a little comedy show before.
Yeah, get the booze, open bar.
Yeah.
Get the DJ at Loft. Dinner before, if you want to have a dinner, but honestly, I don't think you need a dinner.
Well, I'm going to go for my grandma just like somewhere like early, like around 6 or something.
You're going to keep me busy. I'm going to have to go to like 6 things.
No, you don't need to come to that. This is just for like, my uncles and my aunts.
I have to. It's time it's time for you to also meet my mom and my dad.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I met your mom.
But where are they?
I don't know.
Do I have to go to your house?
Probably. Because they're all like, how is Gabrielle?
Do they ever cook dinners and stuff? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, they cook like, you know, when I visit them, she'll cook something. Uh-huh. But they don't have, as I said, my brother lives in Ottawa. He never comes. My sister visits from time to time. We don't have kids, you know. Okay. So, you're going to have to meet my mom eventually.
Yeah, if you ever have an event or some sort of like, it can be like passing. I guess I could, as you get shisha from your house, I could be like, wake him up at 2 a.m.
Hello. About Mama Gabrielle. Yeah, because they're like, how is Gabrielle? Because this friendship, this has been going on, long enough. It's time for you to meet my mom and dad.
Sure, yeah.
I met your mom. It was nice. Yeah. I like your mom. Yeah. I don't know if she, I think she hates me, but I think.
No, she likes you.
Yeah?
Yeah, she likes you a lot.
She projects a lot of fatherly, like, guide him.
Guide
him. I'm like, Maria, I'm as him. I don't know if I can.
That's so funny. You know,
but I try.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, this is like breaking news. I think it hasn't hit the internet yet as of it has, but only in the UK or like Europe. So there so Valentine's Day just passed. Yeah. You know how we did like our like male lineup with the female audience?
Yeah.
So recently in Ireland in a city called Belfast, they had a big event. It was like it was kind of like a Magic Mike event where like a bunch of older women were in the audience and a bunch of sexy men were on stage getting naked
with the lines,
and the lines, abs, just naked with like tight like thongs, you know.
Nice.
And the audience is just filled with like 50 like 30 year old to 70 year old women.
Oh yeah,
super super old. And so the first half was normal, you know, people dancing, woo, men on stage, women in the audience, woo, women going like this, you know, doing the Macarena, having a good time. Little break, there's like open bar, right, they're drinking, getting wasted. Second half, the men come back, the women out of control, they start storming the stage.
It's Belfast, January 6th. It's February 14th.
They storm.
Make me come again.
They storm the stage and they start grabbing their dick.
Nice.
And then the men are like, hey, this is not bad. And so they start getting in the audience and they start, getting BJs from random women, hand jobs. They were teabagging people's faces, old ladies with giant faces. And Claire was telling me the story. I'm like, there's no way. And then let me show you.
There's video?
There's the most, it's the biggest scandal in all the world right now.
Why is it a scandal?
Okay, so this is one of them.
This is a porno, bro. Dude, this guy.
And these are all married women.
When I see this black guy. Now we know why the black guys at your high school got laid, all right? This is. Look how happy she is. Why is this? Wait, who sent this photo to who?
This is, okay, so Claire's friend is from Ireland, right?
Yeah.
So this happened not too far from her. So it was all just spreading locally. So people are like, this was on the internet. They don't know how to find this. This is from someone's literally their phone.
Wait, let's zoom in and look at other the photos. Wait, we don't have.
Wait, here, there's more.
Nice. Oh, grandma. A grandma grabbing a huge black cock. Guys, it is so big. She's like, okay, let's simulate this photo, okay?
Oh my God.
Why is Siri open? Close Siri. So let's simulate this photo. So the mic will be, you'll be the black guy.
Okay.
And the mic, and she's like, this is, oh, please unlock. It's funny.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. Oh my God! Okay, here's this one, guys. So it's a 80, I would say 80-year-old woman who dressed exactly like me, okay? Next to what seems to be her daughter.
He looks exactly like
So again, Gabe is the black guy. They're all black, by the way. The guy is like, ta-da-da-da-da-da-da. And she's like, wait, she's with this so hand. Sad. She's back flipping, holding the penis. Like, and her daughter is here. She's like,
look at my mom.
That's my mom. And by the way, he was wearing a Santa hat. Wow.
That's a video, I think, actually.
Oh, wow. There's a video?
Yeah, wait. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Whoa, now that's it's a guy. Why are you showing?
I don't know. Wait, that's a dude.
Wait, why do you have the? Why do you have?
Is there? Oh, wait, here.
Oh yeah, he's just.
He's smacking holy, his penis against people's face.
Holy macaroni! But apparently, I've never seen so many penises. Oh man, and he's dancing. It's always. Oh, mommy is happy. Mommy is happy.
What the scandal was is so there was a.
Why is it a scandal?
Okay, so there was this famous football player's wife was in the audience.
Nice.
And she didn't send me the video. I couldn't find it again, but she was on the stage, right? And the black dude grabbed her, flipped her on her shoulder, was like spanking her ass, then flipped her back down on the ground, and then shoved his face, his in her face, and then started smacking her. And then the footballer dude, like the soccer player, was like, "What?" and kicked her out of the house and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was pretty intense. And so, and all these women, most of them married, mm-hmm. most of them have. So they're it's like, but it's not a scandal. It's like the best marketing because it's a touring.
Oh.
They're going out all around UK and they're going to be selling. They're going to be doing stadiums.
Well, apparently, I don't know if you ever heard this. Apparently, like you know, when you go to a strip club in Montreal, mm. I don't go often, but when I go, it's very strict. There's like security.
Yeah, the bouncer's really.
If you gotta touch, you gotta go somewhere. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's very, very. It's a safe place, like because they understand it's very sexual. Apparently, male strip clubs where the male dance, it's exactly this, because women they turn off that like we live in a society where you can't do something. It's like what? It can be. I'm gonna say a word that I want you to say. Yeah. It can be a guy.
I know.
Like there's no limits, no. And apparently these guys they get laid. Girls, it's their bachelorette party, and then she's like, "Okay, this is the last dick I'm gonna suck." Wow. I never tasted a black guy. Yeah. Oh yeah. Apparently it is wild.
Yeah.
And apparently most of these guys they're.
Yeah.
So they're like, just pop a Viagra or whatever. Yeah. And just
huge.
And apparently, they just slay. Apparently, it steals your soul because you just, like a woman, feel like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
And then they just end up like, I just want it for my six pack.
So funny. That old.
We'll never have that problem.
No.
Women are like, she's just dating me for my six pack. This, I don't think it would turn any woman on. If I would do this, there's not a one human. I never got laid based on my body. I woke up so because funny. Of my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a single woman who would find this. Understand? Like the work these guys put to look like this.
Yeah, yeah.
They're at the gym 4 or 5 hours a day.
All day, every day.
That's all they have. That's like, you know, there's no PhD.
No.
You know?
That's so funny.
You see, we're out of breath just imitating them. Imagine, they have to do this for 6 hours with like a semi-hard on, by the way.
I love that this old super old lady is happy for the first time in like all year. You know?
Yeah, man. Listen, if it's a welcome, how can it not make her happy? Good for her. Honestly, I hope she sucked it. She took a... you know?
She took out her teeth, yeah.
I hope so. Look.
Oh, that's great.
How many times will this 75-year-old woman get to grab such a virile, sexy, huge...
Never.
Never. That's it. Her husband. His dick doesn't work.
Not in the history of their whole relationship. She's done. Yeah, let me just check. So I want to make sure we got all that. That's pretty funny. Okay, we have it.
That is insane.
Oh, so funny.
That's insane. I'm happy for them. So did your future wife tell you what she's doing on her her bachelorette, huh?
I don't know.
Is she going to the UK to...
Yeah, she's
so that thing.
I think they're called like Lovely Boys or something.
Is she gonna go to Lovely Boys?
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, I don't know what my bachelor party would be. I don't know.
It has to be, you know, disgusting. Because do you think she's gonna cheat on you on her bachelor?
No.
Would it be considered cheating if she grabbed the? Would you? How would you feel?
If
watching, like, you're like, ha ha ha, and you see Claire going, woo!
Damn, maybe, like, the hand, I don't know. It would be quite weird, off-putting. It would take me back to high
school.
Such
a huge black
place. Huge. No matter how big mine gets, it doesn't even become, like, close to that.
No.
Like, no matter how hard, I'm like, look at this. There's nothing. It doesn't even compare close at all. Like, not even a tiny bit. So funny.
Just the color.
Just the color. Turns purple.
Yeah. So how would you feel?
Because
apparently, a lot of girls.
On
their bachelorette, they do something crazy.
I would feel a little weird if she was grabbing a bunch of, you know. But it's what's the difference between that and going to a strip club then?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the thing. I don't know.
How would you feel?
It depends. Like, if it's like that, then it's. Like, going in the audience and, like, shoving your face at another guy's junk is different. But then again, it is, like, a show, and it's a bit weird, but it's not. I don't think I would react. I wouldn't throw. I don't know. Would I throw my girlfriend? I don't think she'd be like, no, I'm staying. I'm like, okay.
Well, now you know, Claire. You have carte blanche or carte black. You have carte black to go grab Devon,
Devon
and Idris Elba's penis.
Oh, man.
In London.
Yeah.
Would you have your bachelorette here or in the UK? You should have it here.
Probably here.
This is sex. This is the sex city.
But then again, all my friends are here. So, like, I'll have, like, a fun party or, like, you know, go bar hopping. Stuff and just go.
Somebody have to plan it. Who's your party friend? You have a party friend? Mm. Your brother. Probably your brother would have
He doesn't party. At all.
Mm.
Maybe my little cousin, he parties.
Yeah? He's going to take you to Jet Nightclub.
He doesn't dance. He doesn't go to clubs. He goes to just random, here's a warehouse with something like that. But more,
it has to be things you like and also things that the last time you're going to do.
Yeah.
So the your girlfriend's going to be grabbing black, them, having a black child.
Yeah.
And you, you used to be a sexual degenerate when you were young. Yeah. It's okay when you were young.
Not true.
So it would be a start at Grumpy's. It has to be one bar, one drink per bar.
Okay.
And we go to all your favorite bars.
Yeah.
Strip club. It has to be a strip club.
There's not that many strip clubs. Are there still strip clubs in Montreal? Like a lot? I remember as a kid walking down St. Catherine, every block
place
had one.
Every place.
Now it's like.
No, they're all on OnlyFans. So they're
it's simply easier, I guess. It's funny.
I think I'm sure we'll find one.
At least five.
Get you a couple of lap dances. Yeah. Find your girl that does not look like Claire, like a 300-pound black woman.
Yeah.
Grab her. And then, take you back home.
Are all strip clubs, are they all just trans now? Like, I can imagine they're mostly, there's so many trans people now.
If you want trans, buddy, I'll speak with Peter. I'll speak with Samson. We'll get you a trans. We'll get you a trans girl. Whatever your heart.
Those guys are
desires.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
When I went with Guillaume to his bachelor.
Yeah.
Went to Miami. Just got drunk, clubbed, vomited on the floor. It's nice.
Damn.
Yeah.
Vomited. Nice. Oh God, I really don't want to vomit. I hate it, dude. It's so brutal. Because then I have to go back to my own home. On my own bachelor.
We can book you a hotel and just throw you there, and you could die of alcohol poisoning.
That'd be fine. Because then I'll be like, guys,
stay at the hostel.
Stay at the hostel. Oh, dude, imagine you're puking. There's
from the top bunk. And the guy underneath you is vomiting as well. So he's just. it's everyone 18. First time getting drunk.
Oh, my God.
I think you'll be fine. We'll find something.
Yeah.
You're going to keep me busy this next summer.
No, don't worry. It's in a while. And we might.
Well, if we're lucky, she'll get pregnant.
Whoa.
And we won't have to do any of that.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Because you'll have to we have to keep the money for the baby.
Keep the money for
no
the
wedding,
baby.
No wedding. No. Do you have money saved for the wedding?
Oh, we're saving money. Okay. Yeah. Should be all right. We have a weekly budget plan.
For the wedding?
Yeah.
The envelope I just gave you.
Yeah. She's like, anything you make with this certain thing, I have to match it. I'm like, okay. And I'm already beating her, so that's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she makes good money now, right?
It's okay. You forget that, how much taxes take out. Anyway, we're talking about that. She's, so pissed that,
taxes?
Quebec. She's like, Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
but wait till you guys have kids. Here, a child is basically free.
I know, yeah. It is, it's free money. You get $600 from the government every month.
And, dude, okay, I'll give you an example. So Eugene has a baby, right? And she goes to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
He pays $2,500 a month.
Oh, my God.
U.S.
Oh, my God. Really?
Here, you know how much it costs per day?
It's like a dollar.
It's $5 a day.
Yeah.
That's pretty
Imagine
good.
$2,500.
Woo!
In New York.
Yeah.
$5 here. By the way, it's $2,500. The only reason it's $5 is because it's sponsored by the government. Subsidized by the government. If it was, it would be $2,500 as well.
Yeah.
So.
Kids are a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. And tax rebates.
Yeah.
There's like Quebec. People shit on Quebec. But like the fact that they really want us to have Canadian kids.
Yeah. Okay.
So they'll just. Good. They, oh, yeah. 100%. You can have like three kids.
It's true. Three kids, pay for a mortgage.
That's it. You buy a house only with three kids. That's it.
Wow. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Imagine like 10 kids. Be a millionaire.
You open your own sponsored, subsidized kindergarten. And you're like, you just make money babysitting your own children.
Whoa.
Yeah, they call, I think, welfare moms. Like where it's like a mom, she has like seven kids.
Really?
And she gets money from the government for each kid. Whoa. So she ends up like, oh, I'm just not going to work. I'm just going to get money from the government and raise my kids.
That's wild.
I don't know how the quality of the. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's a good example.
You would have to like live next to like nice things, like a nice like a farm and nice flowers and stuff, just to make sure they live okay.
Yeah, usually they don't. Usually they live in like ghettos and stuff.
South Side.
Yeah, they live in South Side.
I've been watching this show called Shameless. Have you heard of it? Mm-mm. It's like the worst family ever, and there's like six kids, and there's no mom, and the sister's taking care of everybody, and there's an alcoholic dad. It's supposed to be a comedy, but it's really dark. But it's like that just reminds me of that. It just seems like hell, you know?
See, that's why abortion is good, that abortions are legal.
Yeah.
Because like the mom, after the third kid, I'm just like, I'm just going to get that baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep having kids. Mm-hmm. Those stories, they're rarer and rarer. Like, oh, alcoholic dad, mom with six kids.
Yeah.
They're rarer and rarer. Yeah. Rarer. Now, if they want to do it like a modern one, it would be single mom, one child, career. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, career, son. Oh, he's LGBTQ. He wants to change his gender. And that's the whole movie. That's the whole
That's the whole struggle.
No one has two kids ever. But if you're going to have kids, have at least two.
Yeah.
Because I spend time with children. And a lot of them are like unique. And they're not the best children. People who have brothers or sisters, usually they're...
Wow. Okay.
They know how to share. They know how to... Yeah.
It's true. Every single child I know is always like
a
little bit weird.
A bit of a golden boy syndrome. Yeah.
And they're always like selfish.
Yeah, because a brother is always your first friend and your first enemy. So you get to deal. You get to like, all right, let's, he's the first guy. Like, I'm going to like, we have to share the space, but I'm trying to win and you're going to try to win. So then, did you ever fight with your brother?
Yeah, a little, but never like fist fight or like maybe pushing and stuff. Yeah, but wasn't.
It's good. It's good that you had access to this in the safety of your home, because you'd never kill your brother.
No, but my stepbrother, not me, but my stepbrother and his his real brother, they would get into crazy like beating the shit of each other fights. Like getting pinned down and like just brutal. Like I would not know what to do. It's like, hey, it's not my business. I can't
guys, stop.
So I was just like,
No, that's my brother and I. It was like, but now he's like the closest person, every time I see him, it brings me joy to see him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No, it's important. Like I used to fight with my sister.
Yeah.
But now I know, like, if her husband decides to beat her, she knows how to get angry.
Yeah.
And stab someone. You know what I mean? I trust her fully, completely.
Yeah.
Because she has access to this rage. Because we used to fight, right? Uh-huh. So she has access to the rage inside her. She knows how to get there and use it.
Whoa. If
someone decides. You know what I mean? Like, I can trust her in a fight.
Yeah.
She'll be fine. She'll call me if she, but I'm pretty sure she knows how to use that rage to her advantage. Uh-huh. It's very important.
No,
children fighting is not that bad. Adults fighting, that's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Children, like, even like when they get hurt, like they fall, nothing happens.
Nothing happens. If I fall now, I'm done. I'm not getting up again. Dude, when we were playing that skit on stage and I was sat down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to stand up. I'm like, right now I'm standing. I'm like, oh man, I miss sitting down. I just want to sit down, take a nap.
I remember like working and like having to stand for so long and being like, I would not understand my legs being hurt. And then like after like 7 hours of standing, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in so much pain.
And you were young.
I was young.
Imagine now your mom cutting hair and she's standing up. She's in shape.
She's like a scarecrow probably. She's like, I can't move just my legs.
No, but imagine, oh God.
Yeah.
And we complain. We complain about our jobs.
Yeah.
Literally, my job is to stand up and talk. And I sweat when I go on stage and I do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, I'm out of breath.
Okay, so I don't know if you saw, but like this new AI with the video, right?
Yeah.
It's called Sora and it's crazy. So it looked amazing, right? But like this is where it started, right? Expedia.com.
So you're showing me. I guess you're going to play
it. Yeah, I'll just like edit it in. But this is how AI video looked like literally only 1 year ago.
Yeah.
Is AI. Look how bad it looks. Like, it's Will Smith eating spaghetti. This is all from an image of Will Smith and like spaghetti.
Yeah.
And this is what it generated. Look how stupid and awful that looks. And then this is Sora OpenAI. And this is what it is now. It's gotten to the point where like it looks insane. Like that, I mean.
This is, oh, wow.
That looks like so realistic. It's like real dogs living like in the snow. This is 1 year ago. Like, I mean, 1 year has passed since the Will Smith. Like, that's where they were. And this is.
They should redo Will Smith eating.
Well, look at this. So, where is it?
Will Smith eating macaroni 2024.
So, Will Smith is trying to get.
Okay, but this is real.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's actually Will Smith. And so he's trying to be funny and stuff. I don't know.
Dude, he should slap someone with a...
Look how lame. I mean, it's funny, but he's like, it's too late, Will Smith.
He's a dad now. He's doing dad jokes.
Like, but it's also like, if it was Will Smith when we loved him, like before the slap, it would be like, oh, that's funny. But
apparently he made a slave video. Have you seen it?
He made a slave video? No.
Yeah, I think it's called Slave.
Like it's a movie?
Yeah. I don't know if it came out. I think it came
like
out.
Like a video?
Yeah, a movie.
Oh. A slave video. It's him like being chained up by like what's his name?
Hollywood. Come here, N-word. Ah,
you're, so he made a movie. Ours. Okay, like what was the movie? Namastad, like, similar to that.
Yeah, I think. Oh. I don't know. I haven't seen. I told you I don't watch. I'm done. It's gonna have another 5 years before I watch another slave feel movie. Horrible movie.
I know, yeah. Dude. Yeah,
dude. Remember what I told you like maybe a year ago about. The writer strikes and the background actors you know like they define what is they said no just have to define what is AI. 100%. It's happening, man. I called it.
You called it.
I called it.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Trump selling new shoes now?
Yes, and some of them look sick. Some of them look really cool.
Listen, I'm just your wedding is coming. If you want Trump shoes. If we were rich, guys. 100%. If you guys are wondering, guys, what are we gonna do with the money?
Exactly.
We're going to get Trump shoes, guys. The camera is going to be pointing to our shoes.
If that's what I was telling my brother yesterday. I'm like, if I was a rich dude, I would have a whole collection of Trump sneakers next to my Kanye sneakers, next to my Will Smith sneakers, all the controversial sneakers ever. I would love that. That would be my favorite. Like,
Trump shoes. Wow. What a businessman.
Yeah.
I guess he needs money.
He's just got like. Did you see the settlement was for like $400 million?
He has to pay
$400 million.
I don't know exactly what, but he's not gonna pay $400 million. Rich people don't pay $400 million.
I don't know
this unless they made $25 billion.
Yeah,
pharmaceuticals or whatever.
I think it was because he estimated his property worth like a certain amount, and then this judge was.
That's why he has to pay $400 million.
Like it was because they said he lied and stuff. Yeah,
he's gonna win.
And it's also because he was being tried in New York City, and so it's a super liberal city, and they want to make a point out of it, and so they $400 million. But also that is pissing off a lot of other business people. They're like, why would I do business in New York City? He's doing business how every businessman does business. If am I gonna get tried for being like him?
All liberal cities, you know, like they're sending the immigrants, the migrants there.
Yeah,
they're all liberal cities. They're doomed. Apparently New York is, Chicago is. Most cities in the U.S. lately, apparently,
really?
They're all like it's scary at night. You got to be careful. Blah blah blah. I don't know what's happening in the U.S., man. Hey, Canada, love you, baby. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. Did you enjoy this? Did you like this?
This is a great episode.
So here's what you should do: you should subscribe, comment below, tell us you love us. If you're on Spotify, throw us a 5-star in there. Make us feel good. Let us know. We'll give you a pen. Come to the show. Woo! On the house. Look at this nice pen. Look how it sits comfortably on our titty. And that's the show. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye,
I love you, Eugene. Mwah. Mwah.